Something special happened this weekend in Springfield, Massachusetts. Sonics legend Jack Sikma was inducted into the Naismith Memorial National Basketball Hall of Fame. One of his presenters was a legend in his own right, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel was at the induction ceremony and joins us live with more. Art, for folks who may not know, let's recap Sikma's career and explain why he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, Jack was an unusual character in Seattle sports history because he was drafted eighth in the first round of the 1977 draft out of tiny Illinois Wesleyan, but he had the talent of some of the best players to ever play the game. In his first year of 1978, he helped get the Sonics to the NBA Finals, where they lost to the Washington Bullets. In his second year, the Sonics won the title against the same team, and that was the first major professional sports championship in Seattle's history. So he firmly was etched in the lore here of Seattle. He went on to have seven consecutive All-Star appearances in a 14-year career that also included his final 5 years in Milwaukee. And amazingly enough, it took basketball 28 years from Jack's 1991 retirement to recognize that he was a quality all-around player. For a big man, he shot the ball extremely well. And it was one of the most remarkable careers we've seen in Seattle. And finally, the nation recognizes that, however belatedly, Jack Sikma was a heck of a basketball player.
That brings us to this weekend. How was Sikma honored by the likes of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Well, they had the annual induction ceremonies in which the inductee can pick presenters. And he picked his head coach, Lenny Wilkins, who was also in the Hall of Fame, another Hall of Fame member, Wayne Embry, who helped spearhead the campaign to get Jack elected. And then a rival, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the greatest scorer in NBA history, was, in Jack's mind, emblematic of all the great big men that he played against in his career. And he really did play against some very good people, but Bill Walton, David Robinson, Ralph Sampson, Artis Gilmore, and, of course, Kareem for 12 years. He was in Los Angeles. Jack was in Seattle. And they warred magnificently against each other in the low post. It was quite a rivalry, and Kareem said he was honored to be one of Jack's mentors. It was really quite a warm event because, in addition to Jack's deserving accolades, he had, it must have been more than 100 fans that made the trek, some from Seattle, some from his hometown area, and some from his last stop in Milwaukee. And they were the loudest, rowdiest, most fun-loving group every time Jack's name got mentioned in the ceremonies. It elicited howls and whistles and yelps. And clearly, Jack not only won the award, he won the night with the big party going on in Springfield.
All right, Art, thanks so much.
My pleasure.